This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and we are going to dive right in to some pretty exciting shifts that are happening within Primal Potential, all aimed at making this a more impactful community for you. At allowing Primal Potential to help you in more ways so that you can get beyond the struggle, so that I know when I go to bed at night that this is not something that merely inspires you or informs you, but that we are seizing together every opportunity to transform you, to create change in your life. A couple of the changes I've already talked about, like the new Facebook group. It is a closed group. It is a free group. It is a place where we will have conversations about the podcast episodes, where I will pop on and do little videos and lives, and I'm excited to show you other parts of my life, like the fact that I'm starting a garden in the new property on Cape Cod, and I have no idea how to garden, and I've never done it before, but I'm excited to learn and share that with you and just connect with you more and create a space where you guys can connect with others more. This actually comes up in today's episode, the need for connecting with people who are trying to create improvements in their lives, because finding those people can at times pose a challenge. One of the other exciting changes that we are making together as a Primal Potential family, and I'll be sharing more about this in the Facebook group and on Instagram Live and on the podcast in the next couple of weeks, is that I have brought on a teammate, a customer success ninja. I will be introducing her to you, but as of the day that you are hearing this episode, she's already on board. Chances are high that we are sitting side by side working together as you listen to this. Why I wanted to make this addition to the team is because I really want to take my customer service, the way that I serve and tend to my clients, to the next level. And I just needed another set of eyes and another set of ears and another pair of hands to make that happen. And so we are. In addition to her primary function being provide incredible service to all of my clients, make sure that they are having their needs met, that they are getting their questions answered quickly, all of that kind of stuff, she will also be helping me create amazing experiences like Ascend. There's so many things I want to do with Ascend, the Primal Potential Weekend Workshop. The next one is Veterans Day weekend, which is November 8th through the 10th in downtown Portland, Oregon. There's so many cool things I want to do and facilitate and organize, from the little things like getting sponsors so you guys have the most incredible swag bags when you arrive, to making sure that every single minute of the day blows your socks off. And I mean, as one person, I needed a little bit of help in pushing through some of those details, and she's going to be a huge part of that. We're also working together to build a totally new hub for the 12 Weeks to Transformation, so that every week has all sorts of different engagement components like polls and quizzes, in addition to the brand new identity journal that those folks will be getting in the mail, in addition to the weekly live Q&As, and in addition to the weekly challenges and the daily coaching audios. We wanted to add more pieces that will allow us to help you stay engaged versus drifting in and out. And I wanted her to be able to keep a pulse on that community more effectively for me. It looks like this person hasn't yet made it to the week two challenge. So then I know, hey, it's halfway through the week. It looks like you haven't gotten to it. How can I help? Do you want to jump on the phone so I can give you a 5-minute overview? Or do you need the Cliff Notes version of it? having an extra set of eyes, ears, an extra pair of hands is really going to make a big difference in helping me help you. And she is very much a part of this. She is in no way my administrative assistant. She is here to help you create more success. She's also going to be helping with this next big shift that I am making. And that is, I'm adding a third podcast back into the weekly Primal Potential podcast rotation. If you remember, I think when we first started, there was one podcast a week. And then we very quickly went to three, and we stayed at three for a long time. Bandwidth-wise, I made the decision to go down to two, and now we're going back to three, but the third podcast is going to be a little bit different. I am adding a third Q&A podcast. So the first two podcasts will remain the same topic-based, but every single week, there will be a podcast dedicated to your questions and answers. Over the last couple years, few years really, I have personally responded to every email that comes into my inbox, usually with a personalized voice note. And I did it knowing that I loved it, but also knowing that it wasn't going to be sustainable forever. As the volume of emails grows, there's at some point going to need to be a shift. And sometimes I would get frustrated because somebody would ask an amazing question, and I would deliver a really helpful strategy or tool or perspective, and they'd email back, "Oh my gosh, that was so helpful. Thank you so much." And while I'm thrilled that one person got that response, I know that there's tens of thousands of you listening to that podcast who would benefit from that tool. So unfortunately for everybody, the last few years, I've really limited the amount that you get to experience of the coaching and redirecting that I help people do to overcome the struggles in their lives. I wanted to create a way so that when somebody emails me with this really familiar challenge or struggle that I've heard from so many people before, and I give them the tools, the strategy, the redirect to put into action to create change in their life, I want everybody to experience that. But because I didn't have my new teammate on board, and again, I'll introduce her to you in the coming weeks, I just didn't have the time. I hadn't made the time to make that shift until now. So my question to myself was, how do I continue that level of personalized service for my clients, people in the Master's Club, people in the 12 Weeks to Transformation, and also provide an exceptional level of care, compassion, service, and value to people who are not clients, who are not in the 12 Weeks to Transformation. And this is the solution I came up with that I am super excited about, adding a third podcast to each week where I answer your questions. The shift for you guys, other than having a third podcast to listen to, is that I will take questions in a different way. So if you go to primalpotential.com/inbox, primalpotential.com/inbox, and I will link that up in the show notes for today's episode as well, and I'll keep mentioning it here on the podcast as well as in our new Facebook group, which I would love to have you join me in. That link will be in the show notes as well. If you've got a question, if you've got a struggle, if you've got something on your mind, you can just drop that in via primalpotential.com/inbox. Now, if you're a client of mine, if you're in the 12 Weeks to Transformation, in the Master's Club, email me directly like you always have. But this shift is going to allow me to help more people, to be a better advocate for my clients, to have more time for them, but also to continue to serve and help and assist those of you who have not yet made the decision to become a client for whatever reason that is. So just to be clear, when these questions come in via primalpotential.com/inbox, I still want your questions. I'm still excited about your questions. I still love answering your questions. I just want it to have a broader impact because some of you maybe don't know what question you have to ask, or you don't have the time to send it over. Yet when you hear my tools and strategies for somebody else, you're like, oh, that's exactly what I needed. And I want to create more of those moments. So your questions can go to primalpotential.com/inbox, and I will never share personally identifying information. That doesn't just mean I won't say your name. It also means that if you tell me that you're a nurse and you have three kids and a dog named Joe, I'm not going to say that you're a nurse. I'm not going to say that you have three kids. I might say you have children, and I'm not going to say you have a dog named Joe, right? I will not share any personally identifying information. So you feel free to share what you think is relevant. And I promise that as I address these questions on the podcast, I will not share personally identifying information. I am so excited about this shift because it allows me to help more of you by sharing my answers to your questions, things that you hadn't articulated or didn't know how to articulate. I'm giving out more tools in the form of responses to these questions and challenges. And it allows me also to help my clients to be more responsive to them. So I want to just reiterate to somebody who's listening, who's in the 12 weeks to transformation or about to sign up for it, please still email me directly like you always have. That's cool. This is just a way for me to shift and make sure that I'm still serving the people who aren't clients, and in doing so, making these tools and strategies more broadly available to those of you who listen to the podcast. So I welcome your questions. I welcome your challenges and your struggles. The only shift is that we're changing where you send them, primalpotential.com/inbox, and that you get to benefit from an extra podcast a week with more tools and strategies. So thank you in advance for helping me put this into action. And thanks for sending in your questions and for understanding that this is really a wonderful shift that allows for Primal to make an even bigger impact in your life. So that Facebook group that I mentioned, totally free, closed group, we'll have exciting conversations about the podcast episodes, but also silly things. Like the other day, I just posted my new favorite coffee mug and I asked people to share their favorite coffee mug, just little ways to stay engaged in a positive way, in addition to conversations about the podcast and some more insight into what is going on behind the scenes, that sort of thing. In that Facebook group, which I would love to have you join, I will put the link in the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/567. In that group, I asked them to throw out the questions for this first Q&A episode, and they asked some good ones. That's what we're going to dive into right now. The first question says, I have a question about support. I don't have a big social circle, and the few that are in it aren't focused on weight loss or mindset. I'm loving the new Facebook group for this, and I'm wondering if you have suggestions on how to meet like-minded people in my area. I've tried to find a gym, but find that everyone politely says hello and then goes about their routine in silence. Would a different kind of gym help? Any other avenues you think I should explore? Building relationship takes effort anywhere, right? And I tell people in the 12 weeks to transformation, because this comes up a lot in there when people are in the Facebook group for the 12 weeks to transformation, and maybe they like the posts or they post regularly how they're doing. And they wonder why people aren't necessarily engaging with that. And that is because being engaged is different than being active. I say this in the Master's Club too, right? There's different levels. And if you want to build relationship, then it's not about saying hello. It's not about going to a new place. It's not about sharing about yourself. It is about intentionally connecting with other people, which is different, right? When this question was posted in our new Primal Potential Facebook group, a bunch of people responded and said, oh my gosh, yes, go to a CrossFit gym, go to a CrossFit gym. But just like being in a Facebook group and showing up, liking, commenting, posting does not build connection, joining a CrossFit gym doesn't either. For my first 2 years in a CrossFit gym, I showed up pretty much every day. And I would say, hi, how are you? And I would learn people's names. And that is not the same thing as connection. creating connection and building community is something altogether different. Connection has to be created, and that takes intentionality. It doesn't matter if we're talking about you joined a book club, you started a book club, you joined a new gym, you're taking a cooking class, you're joining a Bible study. It's not enough to show up, say hello with a smile on your face and expect that people are going to open up the gates of connection. That's not how it happens. Be interested, be curious. No matter where you are, be mindful of when you're turning to small talk because it's easy. Hey, how are you? What'd you do this weekend? That's not how connection is built. Invite people to do things outside of that environment. You can go to that CrossFit box and have no friends. You can go to that book club and not really develop relationships in it because creating connection takes intentionality. Ask them questions that show you're paying attention. Hey, I heard you say you had family in from out of town last weekend. How was it? Where do they live? Is that where you're from? Take it deeper and deeper every single time. And here's the thing about that. While you might consider it small talk, the difference is when you show you were paying attention to something that happened maybe yesterday or last week, people feel important. And we want to be friends with people who make us feel important. So the small talk that I'm referring to is the stuff you say to everybody that doesn't make anybody feel important. Hey, how's it going? Do you like this workout? How was it for you? That doesn't make anybody feel important. If you want to create connection, it doesn't matter if we're talking about inside the 12 weeks to transformation, inside the Primal Potential Facebook group, in your CrossFit gym, in your church. It's not about showing up, putting a smile on your face, saying hello, and making small talk. And I find real value in being straightforward. Hey, I'd really love to hang out. I'd love to get to know you. Let's go get coffee. If you wish that people at your church or people at your gym would hang out outside of there, then make that happen. Facilitate it. Is it a risk? Sure. But that's why nobody else is doing it too. People want connection. It's just that most of us aren't good at it. So we show up with a smile and we think that that creates connection, but it doesn't. It's a whole other level of intentionality. Think about in terms of like where you can connect with like-minded people. I will say for me, that's exactly why I created the Masters Club. Because I wasn't sure where there would be like-minded people. And I wanted that. So I created it. So maybe for you, you think about starting a book club with a book that really moved or inspired you. Maybe within a community that already exists, whether that is the 12 Weeks to Transformation or it's your CrossFit box or it's your church, you say, I'd really love to, you know, set up something where every Saturday morning or every Sunday after church, we just go for a short walk together. Create that. Just like I created the Masters Club for that reason, you can create connection wherever you are. The next question says, you share so many great things, but what have been the top couple ideas or perspective shifts that created a pivot or tipping point in your life? Great question. I think one of the biggest ones that continues to serve me is this idea that you can either focus on the problem or you can participate in the solution. But when you focus on the problem, you're not participating in the solution. You're part of the problem. That has been really huge for me. Shifting from this is the problem and how I feel about it to I create solutions and I have the power to create a solution here. What am I going to do about it? The other one that has been huge for me is I am my own mood maker. One of the ladies in my mastermind, my business mastermind, shared the other day that she was feeling really overwhelmed and she just had to take a step back and a few deep breaths. And it was funny because earlier that day I had been driving and randomly the thought popped into my head that I am as stressed or as overwhelmed as I make myself. I am as stressed and as overwhelmed as I convince myself I am, but I am also as calm and confident as I make myself. I am as calm and confident as I convince myself I am. So I'm never like stuck in my feelings or stuck in an emotion because it's all about how I'm convincing myself. If I sit here and say, oh my gosh, there's not enough time and I have to do this and I have to do that and I never get a break and blah, 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 blah. I've just made myself stressed and overwhelmed, but I can also make myself calm. I am as stressed or as calm, as anxious or as peaceful as I convince myself I am. So I can convince myself to just take things a little slower and a little bit more joyfully. So I am my own mood maker has been one. And then Transformation is Now, episode 480. If you haven't listened to episode 480, that was a massive shift in my perspective that changed my life. That it's not about where I'm trying to get in a few months. It's not about where I've been for the last 5 years. I can choose to show up in this moment that's happening right now as the version of me I want to be. Episode 480, man, I'm telling you that in and of itself changed my life. And then the last one I would say is that the goal is the feeling. That it's not always about the tasks, the boxes I want to check. Eat less, move more, sleep more, stress less. I want to feel proud and confident. And when I ask myself, well, what will it take for me to feel proud and confident today? Everything else seems to fall in line. I'm not watching TV during the middle of the day. I'm not running out to eat cookies at 4 p.m. I'm not returning to the kitchen after dinner. When I lead with how I want to feel, everything else gets easier, as opposed to leading with the things I think I should do, which sometimes can mean I feel frustrated, I feel irritated, I feel resentful, etc. The goal is the feeling. Next question says, knowing what you know now, if you were to put on 100 pounds overnight tonight, wake up tomorrow 100 pounds overweight, and you knew that you could perfectly lose the weight, what are the top few things you would adjust immediately? Well, there is no perfect way. Let's just say that, okay? There is no perfect way. And the most important thing would be to pay attention to my body, right? And we'll talk about that in just 1 second. But the reality is this idea that one strategy can be applied throughout your life and give the same results is just not true. So if I have the perfect strategy for my body for fat loss today, and I wake up in 5 years and I'm 100 pounds heavier, the strategy that works so well for me today is not going to be the same in 5 years because I'm not the same in 5 years. My body is different, my metabolism, my hormones, my lifestyle, etc. So one perfect strategy is only a perfect strategy for the moment that it's perfect, which is why the most important thing that I would immediately begin to do is journal. Pay attention. How do I feel? What am I eating? How much am I eating? When am I eating? How's my energy? Am I getting enough sleep? I would really, if I wasn't journaling, that would be the first thing. The second thing is that I would be increasingly mindful of when I needed fuel and when I didn't. Not just, am I hungry or am I not hungry? Because hunger is a spectrum. And sometimes we can feel hungry even when our body doesn't need fuel, especially if we're coming off a period of time where we've been overeating or overindulging because it's reflective of blood sugar instability. And when we go through these peaks and valleys of blood sugar, when we get to the bottom, we can feel hunger because our blood sugar is low, even though our body doesn't need more fuel. So I would use my journal to create that awareness. And then I would emphasize fiber from non-starchy vegetables, fat from whole food sources, protein, and I'd follow the golden rules of carbs and fat loss that I outline in episode 195, and I'd work to minimize stress and maximize sleep. Interestingly, this is the process we take in the 12 weeks to transformation in terms of building this foundation of awareness and small changes that create what works for us now, because it's going to be different for everybody. All right, the next question says, I would love more ideas about how to recognize automatic thoughts because I'm a weirdo who doesn't think in actual sentences. Okay, you're not a weirdo, and I don't know anybody who thinks in complete sentences, and it doesn't matter if you do or if you don't. It's not about words, sentences, feelings. Let's just get that off the bat. Or maybe I'm just so accustomed to having the thoughts that they don't register as sentences in my head. Yep, I would agree with that. She says, I know that I do the whole screw it, I'll start tomorrow, or this doesn't really matter, but those do not come up as words in my mind. More like my mind skips the whole thought and goes straight to the feeling. The feeling is actually after the thought. So you might not be recognizing the thoughts, but your feelings arise from your thoughts. So what you're defining as, I feel like I don't care, that there's a thought of I don't care, right? So you're just lumping together the thought and the feeling. They're actually two separate things. It really doesn't matter that they're two separate things. It's the feeling that you're trying to identify. When you put words to the feeling, that's what we're talking about. So you're not a weirdo. I think most people think in flashes and ideas and subconscious moments and what they consider feelings, but our feelings arise from our thoughts. Like if I sit here kind of like I'm as stressed as or as overwhelmed as I tell myself I am, same. The thoughts of like, oh my gosh, I have to do this and there's not time for this and I forgot about this and what about this and oh shoot, I still didn't remember to get this out in the mail. Those thoughts create the feeling of overwhelm and we can change the feeling of overwhelm by changing the thoughts. Well, fortunately, it's not brain surgery, so it's really not a big deal if none of this gets done. Sure, I'd like for it to be done, but I do not have to freak out about it. And the more stressed and panicked I am, the more distracted I am, so the less I'm getting done, so that's silly. Here I am in this moment, and I can do something, so let's do that thing. That is an example of how your thoughts drive your feelings. And while I speak in sentences because I'm on a podcast, it doesn't mean that our thoughts, what happens in our mind, takes the same form. It can be much choppier, much shorter than that, and it's fine. As for recognizing this, journaling. This is how we begin to pay attention. And as you notice choices or moments in your day that don't reflect how you want to feel, well, what was going on there? Journaling is how we begin to pay attention, right? That is the essence of why we use this identity journal in the 12 weeks to transformation, because we all need practice in identifying our thoughts and then creating new ones that make us feel how we want to feel. Next question says, how do different workouts affect fat burn? For example, high-intensity interval training, long-distance cardio, lifting, etc. What's the best thing to do to burn fat along with mindset and diet? Okay, so when fat loss is the goal, exercise is not the driver. It's not primary. It's not secondary. It's probably not even tertiary. We talk about in terms of the impact on fat loss, for sure your thoughts, because your thoughts drive your choices. Mindset, nutrition, sleep, stress. So movement, exercise, it's awesome, it's healthy, it's great for us, it's important, but it is not up there on the things that move the needle for fat loss in the most significant ways. With that said, I'm not a fitness expert. I do love to work out. I have my CrossFit level one, but I am not a fitness expert. I will not play one on the internet, but I have learned a lot of things from people who are experts, like Metabolic Effect talks about the B's and the H's. And when you are trying to physically change your body, like change the shape of your body, burn fat, you want to really emphasize what they call the B's and the H's. Heat, heavy, breathless, burning. So you are getting hot. Your body temperature is rising versus like just going for a stroll outside. Heavy. The weight is heavy. It's not something that you could pound out 20 reps of. It's something that is heavy for you to move through space. And then the B's, breathless and burning. You don't have to get all of them, but certainly the more the better. And fat loss comes down to stimulus response. The greater the stimulus to your body, the greater the response from your body. And episode 513 goes into this in detail. So I'm not going to break this out further than I did in episode 513 because it's a really good one to listen to if you're curious about it. All right, the next question says, is there normally an aha moment that turns us around and takes us down the easy road? Or is it just a lot of practice and a lot of consistency and eventually it will start working? Yeah, there's no moment that turns you around and takes you anywhere. Whether you have the moment or not, you are the one that will turn you around and you are the one that will take you down a different road, not the moment. The moment might happen and change your perspective, but changing your behavior, carrying you anywhere, is on you 100%. And even if you have that moment, whether you do or whether you don't, consistency and practice are required. Lots of practice, lots of consistency, and there is no, and it will eventually start working. You will work or you won't. And this is one of the reminders every day in the 12 weeks to transformation. We commit to the process. What is today's process? We commit to the process. We don't attach to results. What is today's process? Next question says, I have times, usually after a binge, when I just seem to be hungry all the time. Even though I can eat a healthy lunch, the balance of protein and carbs and a little fat, I'll still be hungry 30 minutes later. It's like my full switch has broken down and I can't seem to get full even if I drink a lot of water. I have to force myself to ignore that rumbly tummy after dinner. I would love for that feeling to go away. Well, the fact that you recognize that it's usually after a binge points to what's happening here. It's blood sugar fluctuation. So if you want to keep that feeling at bay, keep your blood sugar stable. Meaning the overindulging, the binging is going to create that feeling. If you don't want that feeling, then don't do that stuff, really. Also remind yourself that hunger doesn't hurt. It's not an emergency. I don't want you to feel like you have to battle that rumbly tummy feeling. You can meet it calmly. Like, okay, my body is experiencing this blood sugar fluctuation and that feels like hunger, but I don't need fuel and it's no big deal. It's there and I notice it, but it doesn't hurt. It's not painful. I'm not in danger. I'm not going to starve. So much of this has to do with calming your reaction to that instead of like, ah, oh, freak out. I'm hungry. This sucks. This is hard. I have to battle it. No, you don't. Okay. Those are all the questions that we are going to get to today, but I want to recap what we talked about at the top of the show. We have our new Primal Potential Facebook group. I would love for you to join me there. I will put the link in the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/567. I am bringing on a new team member. You will be hearing more about her. She is going to be the customer success ninja, working with me to make sure that we are providing incredible service, not only to all of my clients, but also to everyone who interacts with Primal Potential. One of the big shifts is adding in a third podcast to every week, which is going to go into effect this week. And that third podcast will be exclusively your questions and my answers and opinions to those questions. The way that we are making that shift is so that when I provide these tools and these strategies and the ideas to these questions, that they're not just going one-to-one, they're going one-to-many, they're serving many, many more of you. So if you have questions, submit them via primalpotential.com/inbox. And every single week, I will be going through those questions on a Q&A episode of the podcast. It is so important to me that I continue to address your challenges and your struggles, and I want to do it in a way that serves more people. So primalpotential.com/inbox is where you can do that. And I will never share your personal information, which doesn't just mean your name. If you tell me your husband is an electrician, I'm not going to say that your husband is an electrician, right? I might say that you're married, but I'm not going to share any information that helps people figure out who you are. Unless you desire that and you can tell me that, and I might do it then, but even then, probably not. If you are one of my clients in the 12 Weeks to Transformation or in the Master's Club, please feel free to email me directly and we can still keep that one-to-one response that way. But this allows me to be in better service of my clients, but also adding more value to the community at whole, including those people who are not at the point where they desire to be or can be clients in the 12 Weeks to Transformation, etc. That is the scoop. I am so excited about these changes and improvements. If you have questions, head over to primalpotential.com/inbox. Again, I'll link that up as well as the Facebook group, the 12 Weeks to Transformation, and the episodes I mentioned in today's podcast over at primalpotential.com/567. Make it a great day, and I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.